You are listening to Metro.
The Mike Kafka era. Are you ready for it, Eagles fans? I'm not. I'm definitely not. I'll tell you, one of the few things that was worse than staying up that late on Sunday night to watch a game like that and then get up for 4 in the morning on Monday morning for work is the fact that the future is Kafka. Or at least we thought. As early as this morning, though, they're saying now that there's a possibility that Vic wants to play. He's just got to make sure that he passes all of these concussion tests and make sure that he's ready to go on Sunday. Clinton Petty along with me. Not the biggest Eagles fan in the world, but we'll let him slide for this one. What do you think? Do you think Vic's going to make it on Sunday?
No, I don't. I don't think he should. And I'm a little skeptical as to what these tests are and how easy it is for the team to kind of push them through if they really want him to play.
I'm a little skeptical of the concussion in itself. Not that I'm saying it's not a concussion. I'm just saying the fact that he was spitting blood makes it look really, really bad. But what is that? Did he bite his lip? Like, a concussion's not going to make him spit blood. Am I right? I mean, I'm not a neurologist.
Well, if he bit his lip and he's spitting blood, that's not serious. But if blood is just appearing out of nowhere...
His brain's not bleeding. I'm sorry.
I'm going to, like... That's a red flag, a little bit. Let's see. We don't know where the blood is coming from. It seems like it's coming from the top of his head. Maybe he should sit down for a week.
Well, concussions, big deal right now in the NFL and have been for a couple of years. So we bring on Gabe Culverhouse. She's the former president of the Buccaneers and also wrote a book, Throwaway Players, The Concussion Crisis from Pee Wee Football to the NFL. Hopefully can shed some more light on this whole situation and hopefully prevent the Kafka era. Gabe, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. So tell us, how much of an impact have concussions had on the NFL and on football then down the line?
Wow, that's a big question. Well, obviously, football concussions on men who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and even younger, are dying of severe concussions. What happens is on second concussion, which is called the second impact, second impact syndrome, a toxin is released in the brain called tau, T-A-U. Now, I'm not saying every second concussion happens this way, but it then begins to eat away at the brain, and it eats at the frontal lobe, which is where your personality center is. And these players lose their personality. They're no longer who you knew. And they become aggressive, unable to do their finances, unable to make wise financial decisions, unable to relate to family and friends. And it spirals downward from there.
We're on the phone with Gabe Culverhouse right now, former president of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also author of the book, Throwaway Players, The Concussion Crisis from Pee Wee Football to the NFL. Now, we're dealing with something here in Philadelphia with Michael Vick, who had a concussion, left the game during Sunday Night Football, and now they're in the stages right now where they're determining what he needs to do in order to come back if he will be ready to play on Sunday.
Yes.
Number one, since you're part of the whole movement to get the neurologist on the sideline for the NFL game and for these processes that they go through during the week, what is it that he needs to show that he can play on Sunday?
Yes. Number one, when he started playing with that team, there was a baseline study of his neurological or brain functioning done. He will do that same test and see if he meets his baseline.
Okay.
How confident are you in the legitimacy of these tests?
Right now, it's all we've got. There are researchers, and the NFL gave $1 million to Boston University Medical Center for more research. But right now, it's what we've got. He also has to pass an MRI, a functional MRI. And those don't lie. I mean, your brain is either intact or it's not intact.
I mean, is it a situation where the longer that he would stay away from the field, it would get better?
Like, yes.
Is there, so if he waited 2 or 3 weeks, because I would imagine once some kind of damage is done to the brain, it's done to the brain. If he waits 2 or 3 weeks, is there a better shot for him to be better down the road?
Yes. What you've God to consider is this is like a, excuse me, a deep bruise. You know how men get bruises in their quads?
Sure, absolutely.
And it's a deep bruise, and it takes weeks to heal. Consider that the same as the brain. He's got a bruise. It will heal, but it needs time to resolve itself. But with the having to meet the baseline and having an MRI, when they okay him to go back on the field, he will be okay to go back on the field.
Okay, so he can, if he sits down this week, in the end, it's all going to be better for him if he doesn't take the chance and go back out on the field.
Exactly.
So right now, if you are a member of this Eagles organization, what would be your advice to one Mr. Michael Vick?
I wouldn't have a choice but to say we have to follow doctor's directions, and that's a directive from the NFL. We, you know, it's out of the local team's hands. It's now an NFL process he has to go through, because the NFL really wants to ensure that their players are playing for the long haul. It's not good publicity to have players that damaged.
And you said you're confident in the process?
Yes, I am confident in the process. Could it be better at some point? Yes, but with a functional MRI, you can't lie to an MRI machine.
Right. Gade Culverhouse, the book is called Throwaway Players, The Concussion Crisis from Pee Wee Football to the NFL. Thank you so much for taking a few moments with us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's my pleasure, and I certainly wish your team all the best.
Are you still a big Bucs fan because of the history there?
Of course. I am an NFL fan, bar none. I've got children and grandchildren living in so many states. I follow so many teams, it'd make your head spin.
Do you have a fantasy team?
No.
Okay.
But I've got a Gator. I've got season tickets to the Gators.
I believe it. I definitely believe it. Gade Culverhouse, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to Metro.